Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life. Hello everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope wherever you are in the world right now, you are feeling resilient about the problems you're facing. You are celebrating yourself no matter how big or small, and you are giving yourself the chance to rest and just be. That's it. I think I want to be a psychologist someday. I just really enjoy it. I just really enjoy learning, especially about human behavior and emotions. Maybe this is something I really need to think about as I move further down my journey. But anyway, so much about myself and what I want to be in the future, because it's never ending. I'm always learning. I'm always innovating myself, and I just love it. But anyway, so I was having a conversation with myself. I don't know if you guys do that, but if you don't do it, I highly recommend you start doing it. So I was traveling. I was inside a plane, obviously. I can't fly. I wish I could fly though. And I just started to think of all the conflicts I've gotten into during my adult life, especially in business, and how I cope with all these conflicts, you know, in business, because it's nothing personal, especially for me. And I live by that rule. I feel like I always get into a conflict or problem with someone because I don't mix personal problems in business. So looking back, for me, forgiving is not reconciling. And I don't want to do that. And I never do that. Unless you're very, very special and you have contributed really a lot of things in my life. Forgiving is not reconciling, while forgiveness is an essential thing to do for ourselves. It does not necessarily lead to reconciliation. Forgiveness involves letting go of our own resentment and anger towards someone or something that has done wrong to us or who has wronged us, you know, freeing ourselves from negativity and toxicity because we don't want it, we don't need it. Or if just in case it just jumps in into our lives, we need to learn how to navigate it without consuming us. Because when we are angry at someone, which is normal, and I talked about this in one of my episodes, being angry is normal because we feel this emotion when we feel disrespected or somebody steps on our boundaries. But it is so important to free ourselves from these emotions and negativity because it's like we are taking the poison and expecting someone else to die from that poison. That's why I always tell people, learn to forgive. Do it for yourself. Reconciliation requires both parties to actively work towards rebuilding trust and repairing the damaged relationship. It involves open communication, understanding, and willingness to address the underlying issue that caused the conflict in the very first place. Forgiving is hard. It's not like you just wake up and you just forgive someone. Forgiveness is the act of pardoning someone for a wrongdoing or offense, letting go of this desire for revenge. It is a personal decision to release feelings of anger and resentment towards a person who has harmed you. There is no timeline to do it. For some people, it takes them a week, for some people, a month, for some, a year, or maybe for some, they are never able to do it. And that is absolutely fine because, again, as I've said, we forgive other people, not because they deserve it, but because we deserve a very peaceful life. And you forgive them without telling them, you know. But if you feel like you want to tell someone, it's much better. But for me, what works for me is first, I forgive myself, okay? First, I tackle the issue within myself. Then, when it's the perfect time, I just text the people like, hey, I was holding this thing against you, but now I feel better. But I also understand this does not work for everyone. You know, not everyone is as straightforward as I am. So it is okay to forgive someone without telling them and just accepting life is just like that. On the other hand, reconciling with someone, it goes further than forgiveness. It involves restoring our relationship or rebuilding the trust that has been damaged. And always remember, one person cannot reconcile. It requires both parties to be willing to address everything and work towards rebuilding a positive relationship. Remember, I'm going to say it again, it works both ways. In summary, the whole thing about forgiveness is about letting go of negative feelings towards someone, and it involves actively working towards restoring a relationship or resolving conflicts if you wish to reconcile. It is possible to forgive someone without reconciling with them, especially in romantic relationships or friendships. That's what I believe, because romantic relationships are just different. Sometimes we just forgive them for whatever they did to us, but sometimes it's just impossible and hard. So whatever you feel like works for you, there is no right or wrong in the situation because everybody is different. We have our own stories, own fears, own traumas, and our own insecurities. So you do you. So that's all for today's episode. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at lifeinprogress.ph, and I'll see you on the next one. Ciao! And this was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.